Alaskans concerned about the effects of a U.S. Senate health care bill have been contacting Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and staging events at their local offices. KUAC's Dan Bross attended a rally outside Senator Murkowski's Fairbanks office Thursday evening.
The event was organized by Our Revolution Fairbanks, one of numerous local groups formed across the country after Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. The group's Olivia Garrett helped put together the rally to call on Senator Murkowski to vote against the Republican-crafted Better Care Reconciliation Act.
About 67,000 Alaskans, I believe, stand to lose coverage if the BCRA passes. And it is a life or death issue. I know that sounds like a lot of hyperbole, but you know, there are folks who will die. You know, a lot of Medicaid recipients, a lot of people with disabilities, debilitating mental illnesses.
Among those in attendance, longtime Fairbanks residents Terry Boren and Jim Rupert were clear about what they want included in national health care.
The Medicaid expansion and supporting Planned Parenthood for the state of Alaska.
We need to have consistent coverage for everybody.
Among other rally participants was Santa Claus.
I'm particularly concerned about children.
The North Pole City Council member, whose legal name is Santa Claus, looks the part with a big white beard and jolly disposition, but he's serious when it comes to health care, saying he believes in a single-payer system.
A lot of children are on Medicare and Medicaid, particularly here in Alaska, so I would like to see the Medicare for all.
Earlier on Thursday, a sit-in was held at Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan's Fairbanks office, where a group, including many with disabilities, also expressed concerns about effects of the Senate Republican health care bill. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
There is another event similar to that one scheduled in Anchorage tomorrow, and we'll be discussing the details of the Senate's bill during Talk of Alaska next Tuesday at 10 a.m. For more information, you can go to our website, alaskapublic.org.